Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Awesome to be kicking off another week with all of you. A manic Monday. We welcome you to it, Gwen and Chris, on San Diego's number one sports talk station. That would be 97.3 The Fan. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, together in our Odyssey Palace studios for the next couple of hours ahead of Monday Night Football. Tonight we have the Eagles and the Packers, but before that, a whole lot of stuff to get to. Padre, you know, news right at the top of it. Craig Stammen was introduced today to the media in San Diego, and our own Tony Gwynn Jr. sat down, a one-on-one visit with Craig Stammen. You will get to hear that in its entirety in about 30 minutes. So you can decide yourself about Mr. Stammen. We'll get to all of that. Obviously, San Diego State, bit of a mixed bag, I guess you'd have to say. The basketball team looked okay. Not incredible yesterday, but good enough. And improved to 2-0. On Saturday, Tony, my wife's really mad at me because I was supposed to bring and show off my Mountain West Championship ring that they all got. We all got on Saturday. And, of course, I forgot it. So, and I shouldn't tell anybody it's at home, but it's hidden. So don't try to
go there.
Yeah, don't try to break in and find it. But I appreciate it, and thank you to Stacy Terry Hudson and the girls for including me in that. And the football team, I don't know what happened to them Saturday night. We'll try to sort through that. But let's start with this, guys. Apparently, Anders Dreyer and Mikey Varas and everybody else know nothing of the San Diego curse.
Paid no attention to it.
Paid no attention to it last night. And not only did they not blow it, as many of us were worried that they would do, Tony.
They blew them out.
They blew out Portland. They put a hurt. They laughed at the San Diego curse last night. 4-0. So congratulations to San Diego FC. On to the second round of the MLS Cup playoffs.
Yeah,
Tony,
I was there last night. Yeah, it was another raucous crowd. San Diego showed out once again, and SDFC did not disappoint. I mean, there was the same type of first half we saw in game one. The difference was they never took their foot off the gas.
There
and
you
could see the frustration mounting on Portland.
Yeah.
It was the second half actually was kind of ugly. It just was yellow card after yellow card after yellow card, red card at the end there.
You know you're beating somebody when they're not only beating them, but they're so beaten that they have nothing left to them.
It literally turned into a different game. It was not soccer anymore.
Yeah, they had nothing left to them. So congrats, great performance by SDFC. And, you know, I mean, I think we were all correct, though, judging on our history in this town with professional and college sports
that
teams.
People would be a little bit
a little concerned after what happened in game two, right?
Yeah,
they lost it on the penalty kicks and the tying goal in the eighth extra minute, but
no signs of that.
No such stuff last night. Absolute blowout. So Minnesota on Monday. This is the weird thing to me, but, you know, hey, we got to get used to it, okay? Monday, November 24th.
Yeah.
We have 2 weeks until they play the second round or, you know, West semifinal, and that'll be a one-game take-it-for-all. I guess like the Super Bowl, Tony. You get 2 weeks before the match.
They have a international play. Right. So it's not just an MLS thing. It's really a rest of the country thing. So guys will be leaving to go play for their countries. And, you know, I think MLS is of the thought of we want our best players during the time of the year. So if we got to take a couple weeks off, they'll do so. I think the fortunate part for at least people here in San Diego, most of the kids will be out for Thanksgiving break.
Could find a chance to get
a game over there. So
that's going to be incredible. It'll be a great scene as they'll take on Minnesota 2 weeks from tonight. So SDFC, and then I think the other side is Vancouver and LAFC if we want to look ahead. And, you know, on the other side, I'll be honest with you, I paying very close attention, but I know that Messi and Miami are still alive. And if we're going to get here, I shouldn't do this, Tony.
We're going to get
to our first MLS Cup final. You want Messi playing on the other side. You just do.
Certainly wouldn't hate it.
Yeah,
right?
It's going to bring everybody into it. But one at a time, congrats to Mikey Varas and that team. They've been confounding the experts all year, and they did it again last night with a really, really impressive performance. All right, well, I can't hold off anymore. you're going to interview Craig Stammen. The Padre news isn't, you know, we'll give it to you, but Diebla looking like he's going to be back, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
He
was in attendance today. Right. I think that would lead us to believe
a pretty good sign.
So
that's really the one thing that we all really want to know, you know, along with the Craig Stammen and everything else. So we'll get more into the Padre stuff. But I have never willingly taken blame for my team losing. I don't play. I don't suit up. I don't go to practice. I do nothing. But as I watch the San Diego State football team get annihilated, and that's the only way to explain it, Saturday night in Hawaii, I kept thinking of all the times that I said that they have a chance to go to the playoff. They're going to go undefeated. They're going to do this, that, and the other. I know they didn't say it outwardly, but they played like that's what they were thinking about, Tony, because they didn't take care of any business Saturday night. It was not fun at all to watch.
Yeah, it was everything that the games haven't been this year for the Aztecs. I mean, don't know if it's, you know, injury, a little attrition is
had a couple guys out.
Is taking hold here, but that wasn't a team that I recognized based on what we had seen the first, 8 weeks of the season?
No.
It's
the one receiver beat the corner three times for a touchdown. So there was that, but the rest of the defense was pretty much run over the entire game. Hawaii could have named the score. I mean, they took it easy in the second half after they got so far ahead, and the Aztec offense never showed up at all. Maybe it was the rain. I just think that they look like a team that was full of themselves, and they got snapped back to reality. I know the Aztec fan base, many of them who kind of start from a negative side are going to say, well, now they're going to come home and get killed by Boise. Don't count on that. I think Sean Lewis will get them right back to, you know, business. They're going to have to be healthier on defense, get Chris Johnson back at that corner. But look, they still have plenty they can accomplish. They can still win the conference, which is a nice feather if they can do it. But that was highly disappointing Saturday.
We knew going in that trip to down that way is can be tough. It's always been tough.
It is.
But I don't know that we expected it to look like it looked on Saturday.
Yeah, I've watched dozens and dozens of games on TV over in Hawaii, and they always bring their local Hawaii announcers to do the game. They don't want to fly anybody over there. And I usually really can't stand those guys because they're all
homers.
For Hawaii.
They're homers,
they don't even know the Aztecs. But even these guys were saying, wow, nobody expected this. Like, so even they were like, you know, couldn't believe it.
Right.
The little left-handed quarterback for Hawaii, I'll say this. He looked like Tua at Alabama.
I mean, he
came, was throwing pinpoint passes.
He came in playing some good football. And it only, from the talk you had heard, it only was really highlighted by the way he played against State.
Right. We didn't give them all 38 points.
No.
He took some of them, so give them the credit they're due for that. ASIC basketball, after a big win over Long Beach State, I don't know. Maybe we're, you know, you expect too much. They won by 17 yesterday. I thought they were pretty comfortable the whole way. But Brian Dutcher said after the game, because they dropped the point. Here's the stupid thing. They dropped the notch in the metrics.
Of course they did.
Because they didn't win by enough. And that,
we talked about this.
We've talked about how stupid college basketball is for that being the case. But yes, they dropped a metric point. But Brian Dutcher said to Mike Ziegler after the game, I'll take it. He goes, I'm glad we dropped the point because this gets me back in there with film, gets everybody focused, and I can point out some things. And he said that Idaho State exposed them on a few things that, you know, he's glad that happened. So
it's a tough sell if you're watching it. I don't know that Idaho exposed
much. Yeah, they didn't look exposed.
They looked like the Aztecs took their foot off the gas for
them. A little bit,
because sometimes it didn't even seem like Idaho could get the ball across half court. That's how much pressure
they were seeing. I know. Our defense is so good.
I just we have watched enough of Dutch's teams to know that it's silly to expect them to be great out the gate. They usually just kind of get better as the season goes along, and they hit their stride right in that February portion of the season. And I think we're going to hear the same things we hear from their coaching staff up until then, which is it's a work in progress. We're going to keep adding layers to this team, and eventually you get to that February time stamp. And here comes this team hopefully playing their best basketball. But that's kind of how we've seen Dutch's teams go. I mean, there's been a few exceptions where they got off to terrific starts. But for the most time,
even when they win a lot at the beginning, they still don't look as good
as
they do.
It's not crispy, right?
Right.
So
they look better,
I think that's still to come.
By the way, with all of this yesterday, congrats. Dutcher gets his 200th career win in that game yesterday. He's got 200 wins, Tony. He's only got about 10 losses. Yeah, I mean, I know he's got more, but
I know what you're saying.
He's the 200.
He's doing a lot of winning, is what you're saying.
He's done an incredible job for his career at San Diego State. You've got to say what you got to say. I mean, you're looking at 24, 26, 31, 47, 68. 200 wins, 68 losses. Thank you, Brian Dutcher. That's about 75% win percentage.
It's pretty damn
for
good.
Eight seasons plus for the Aztecs and the men's basketball coach and the men's basketball team. So they go to 2-0. And since we have just, less than a minute, but the women won by 60.
They put it on them.
And that's the same team they beat by 30 last year in the opener. So I'm just trying to compare. They might be a little that much better. I hope they're right. But the rings that they got, Tony, I'm so stupid for not bringing it.
I'm sure you're not going to do it justice.
I can't do it. I don't know if I can find a picture that Scraby can put up of it, but thank you, San Diego State. I mean, from the bottom of my heart, I couldn't believe how wonderful and beautiful it was. And for Stacy to include me in that as the voice of the team was really, really nice. So thank you to the Aztec women's basketball team for that. We had a lot of fun. They had a good crowd out there. People had a good time. And that team's off to a good start as well. So, all right, don't forget 3:35 today. 3:35, that's your time that will announce the biggest fan. You'll get a chance to qualify for a night in the Odyssey Suite at a Padre game with the fan staff. If you're not registered yet, please do so. 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. We will name today's winner at 3:35, and we'll get more into the Padre Craig Stammen press conference when we come back. Welcome to Monday, everyone, on 97.3 The Fan.
I'm Denton Day from the BetMGM Network, here to help you beat the books. I'm taking Jalen Hurts over 7.5 carries tonight.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, The app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
2:18 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. Big day in Padre land. Craig Stammen officially named Padre manager. We'll hear from Craig as well as A.J. Preller in a little bit here, probably next segment. Major League Baseball has quite a bit going on this week. I think A.J. Preller mentioned he was headed to the GM meetings in Las Vegas today.
So, are they having them without us now?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we used to have to be there.
We did. We did. I think the last time it was in Vegas, we were there for.
We were certainly.
That wasn't just the winter meetings?
No, we've been to winter meetings, too. That was here. I'm pretty sure we went to the GM. Maybe it was.
We've been to Vegas for something.
I don't think we went to the GM meetings.
I think you're right. I think it was winter meetings. Yeah, we went to the winter meetings in Vegas the first year. We went to the winter meetings here.
Why don't we just tell Adam we're going? I mean, what's he going to do?
Where is it this year?
It's in Vegas this year again.
Where's winter meetings?
Excuse me. No, I don't.
I'm not
sure where the winter meetings are. I know the GM meetings are in Vegas.
I think it might be.
We digress. I'll let you guys figure that part out. But Major League Baseball today will be naming their Jackie Robinson Rookie of the Year award. Tomorrow will be Manager of the Year. Wednesday will be Cy Young Awards. And Thursday will be MVPs. That also will have the All MLB team announced that day. So a lot of awards coming up, and I brought this up because one of, I think, Chris's favorite, Bradford Doolittle out of ESPN.
Yeah, he is one of my favorites.
Is actually kind of predicting how this will go. And to my surprise, for AL MVP, he's got Kyle Riley winning it.
Yeah. I think he's just trying to get clicks.
You think he's trying to get clicks?
Yeah, because we all know that, you know, nobody in New York or east of the Mississippi saw Cal Raleigh do what he did, although we think he should get it.
I will say this, just based off of the Jackson Merrill, Paul Skeens feel last year.
Yeah, that should give you a clue.
Sham, you mean?
Sham, as Gravy puts it. Just, you know, going through the end of the year, it was all, I think there were people who felt like that Jackson should win, but all felt like that he wouldn't. Right. I didn't get that sentiment. I ran into a lot more people at the end of the season that were like bullish about Kyle Riley winning it because of the catching position. I find it interesting that that Doolittle went this way. Obviously, he's got Ohtani winning the National League. Cy Young, he's got Skubal in the...
I think Crochet deserves a pretty close look, though.
He does.
Had a hell of a year, too.
He had a heck of a year. In the National League, he's got Christopher Sanchez
winning. Click. We can tell you about that one. I mean, Skeens didn't lose last year. He's not losing this time.
Well, he lost. He didn't win. He won Rookie of the Year. Cy Young is
but he's winning Cy Young.
You think
this
he's winning
time.
Cy Young too? For sure.
His ERA was under two.
Kurtz is the winner for Rookie of the Year in the American League.
My guy.
Baldwin in the National League.
I think in the National League, maybe Baldwin could, but most people thought it'd be Cade Horton, the Cub pitcher who the Padres didn't have to face.
Yeah.
I think he's the guy, but maybe, you know, on that one, I'd say that's up in the air a little.
Schneider for the manager. Of the year, of the manager of the year award in the American League, and none other than Mr. Murphy, Pat Murphy,
for the second straight year
as a Brew Crew member.
I go with. Can we talk about him for 1 second?
Only after we mentioned that Fernando Tatis Jr. took home the Platinum Award.
As voted on by the fans.
Platinum Glove Award. Yeah. So
the silliest thing I've ever heard.
It's not the fans just are a fan award.
It's like a third and a third and a third, right? Coaches, players.
I don't know that. I would think that the fans are weighted less than the coaches and players, but second Platinum Glove. It's pretty nice. Darn good.
Well, he's good out there.
I think that one. That one was probably. Even though I saw a lot of non-Padre fans disputing it, specifically the Giant fans. They wanted Patrick Bailey to win that bad boy so bad.
Get over it.
Yeah, no.
Did Patrick Bailey rob 5 home runs this year?
And that was every Padre fan's retort.
I know that this is just going to be Fernando's lot in life for some people, but the amount of people that are like, oh, I didn't know that steroids helps you on defense, too.
That is the probably the saddest part of that all is that that's going to always be in somebody's mind.
He only has himself to thank for that, unfortunately, because that's the way people do tend to think. He's been incredible in right field.
Unbelievable.
And, you know, so congrats. It's a nice feather in his cap. It's well-deserved. Not going to say it.
All right.
I mean, it's a Monday. I'm going to be in good mood. I'm going to start the week off right.
Are we going to move on then? Let's go
ahead
and
start the week off right.
That's not allowed.
You want to hear what I was going to say?
You can't take stuff back.
I was just formulating something, and it didn't come to fruition.
All right, Tony. So let's say that.
So we're going to move on?
I'm actually feeling quite uneasy about it.
Something was formulating in my head, and it never quite got to where I felt I should share it.
Very uneasy.
So I just didn't share it.
Fair enough. Craig Stammen, today. Officially named Padres manager. We got a chance to hear from AJ as well as Stam. And the thing I took away was how well he handled the press and the media. I mean, it's a lot of softball questions, nothing really hard hitting. There was a couple questions, you know, that were asked with Ruben in the room and in terms of...
Awkward.
How'd you feel about beating the guy sitting next to you for the job?
It could have been awkward, but the way he handled it, I think, kind of took the awkwardness away. I wouldn't expect him to have anything else but an impressive day in terms of dealing with the media. He's that kind of dude. But, you know, I think ultimately the questions will be answered once the team hits the field. But it was good to, you know, you get this part behind you. Now you can start focusing in on filling out this roster.
And as many people would say, the softball questions are just beginning, Craig, because we are the softest media in the land. Yes. You know, the people that want us to hold his feet to the fire just for getting the job. Wait, how did you get that? You've never even managed your son in a Little League game. Do you really feel right about taking this job?
That's right. Hold his feet to the fire about getting
the job. Let's make this guy work for it.
If there's anything I would understand about the whole Ruben Nabel thing is that he has been there for a long time. He did interview for the job. I don't know how he feels. Personally, I would probably feel a little bit like, oh, do they not want me? Do they not think I'm good enough?
Not to say that he does, but could you blame him?
No.
No, I don't think you could.
Absolutely not.
But... it certainly seems like he's going to soldier on anyway, and you know, continue to.
I commend him for it.
Be the asset that he's been.
I know that in the real world, those guys live in a different world. They're in the fake, not fake. That's a bad word to use in this day and age. They live in an incredibly fortunate world where they make so much money and there's so many different things at stake. A lot of us in the world, in our day-to-day jobs and careers, have to, you know, bite the bullet sometimes when somebody passes you or gets something that you wanted, but you can't just quit. You got to bring home, you got to take care of your family. You know what I'm saying? You still have to soldier on. So I respect it. I see this happen. You know, I want that job. He wants that job. Well, he got it, but
what am
it
I
would be
do?
Fun to walk into the boss and go, well, then I quit. Yeah, but then how's your family going to eat dinner next week?
And to me, that puts it more in quote-unquote regular terms, right? I mean, despite the amount of money, those are still real feelings and real human beings going through that. And, you know, it's probably a little bit harder to walk into the boss's office in this particular job and be like, I quit!
Yeah.
And I'm leaving all this behind.
Well, sir, you still have 2 years on your contract.
Right. It's kind of difficult. It's kind of difficult.
You know, before radio, when I had that job, that there was a boss that I absolutely hated. I just envisioned and fantasized about quitting in so many different ways.
I'm sure that is a popular thought.
Oh, my God.
Everybody's done this. Right. 100%.
It crossed Ruben Niebla's mind,
I'm
sure.
Had to have. Like,
you know, forget these guys.
Like, I have a speech all ready to go, and I'm ready just to quit, and then time comes and I don't do it.
Because you got to be smart about it.
Because I'm faced with the, hey, you need a job.
Yes, like, we all, most of us do.
That's kind of how it all works,
yeah,
right?
So
we'll get more on that. We'll get a chance to hear from Craig himself. We'll get a chance to hear from AJ himself. And two pretty lengthy interviews. We got something out of both of them. More Gwen and Chris on the other side.
Ben and Woods on the Fan.
Wanted to take this opportunity to welcome to the world Mila O'Grady.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, Gwen and Chris. 235, all guests on 97.3 The Fan will join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime. Doing it since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Thanks to that, hotline there, we will be hearing from Craig Stammen. An interview done by Tony Gwynn Jr. At the Craig Stammen press conference today. We'll get the insight. Looking forward to hearing that myself. So that's coming up in just a few moments. We'll also hear from AJ Preller. A couple of quick loose ends to tie up. I'll start with this one first. Start with the sad news. Lenny Wilkins, great NBA player. Although even before my time, if you guys can believe that's possible. But I always thought he was a fantastic coach. He coached Seattle to a championship and nearly got Cleveland there. He couldn't get past Michael Jordan, but he passed away at the age of 88. Coached more games than anybody in the history of the NBA. Lenny Wilkins passed over the weekend. It's a bit of a potpourri thing. Giants are firing their coach, Brian Sable. Dable. Yeah, Sable's the NFL Films guy, right?
Also a great wrestler.
Brian Dable. You know, I said the S because I was thinking of Joe Shane, who remains the general manager.
Yes.
Although it was not Brian Dable who told the owner of the Giants, we can let Saquon Barkley go.
Isn't that something?
That's crazy.
Isn't that amazing?
Wild.
If one of those guys is losing the job, I think it's the guy who let Saquon walk.
It's so obvious why they're not good. It was that one moment in time.
It has completely the decision to keep to pay
Daniel Jones
over Saquon is the thing that changed their course in terms of having a chance to be good.
Yep.
And, now they're going to keep the GM, of course. Makes perfect sense.
Just promise me, Saquon, promise me you'll give us a chance to match before you
accept. Yeah. Saquon's like, sure.
And he said, okay, yeah. And Joe Shane was, I feel good about myself for doing that. Yeah, he's stupid.
You know what they should hire is the kid that was questioning the whole thing the whole time.
Yeah, like, right. Remember, he kept piping up in the back.
That's what they should.
And the Brian was like, we'll let you know when we need to hear from you over there. Yeah. No, that's an obvious one. But if you're a Giant fan, we're not in New York, but I can't imagine.
I can't imagine
you and I having this discussion in the city and then opening up the phone lines. We wouldn't be hard enough on the guy.
They're not even close.
For those people.
They are laying into ownership and everybody else.
I would think so. One last thing. College football over the weekend. Beside the Aztec debacle, the moment that stuck out to me was the catch the kid from Indiana made on the back of the end line to beat Penn State. Did you guys catch it?
I didn't see it.
Yeah, that was great.
Tony, he came down with the right foot about to hit the line, okay, in the end line. And as gravity was bringing him back down, he somehow didn't let his right foot touch and got his left foot toed down first inbounds.
It's pretty amazing.
I don't know how he did it.
It's body awareness.
Yeah. Great, great play. Indiana, Ohio State, and A&M are the three undefeateds left.
I got to give the umpire, or not the umpire.
Yeah, the ref got it right, too.
I love it when you watch a play and then you see the ref just like lasered in on his feet.
He was right in on it, but I still think he lucked out. I don't think you could have seen that in real time and been 100% sure, but it was an incredible.
You're saying his peepers couldn't have picked that up on their own.
He'll probably tell you that he had it.
But I had it the whole way.
I bet you. If you would have asked him halfway through the replay process, how much you want to bet on this?
You think he would have got it? He might have hedged a little bit.
He might have hedged. Speaking of betting, the whole Emmanuel Clase thing and Major League Baseball, we addressed that at length on today's
Overtime.
Gwynn and Chris Overtime show. Which Scraby will put up there for you to grab around 4:30 this afternoon on YouTube. Search Gwynn and Chris, and make sure you get signed up and be part of our overtime because we give you extra content. Also in the overtime today, will be a recap of week 10 of the NFL, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Quick preview of the bad, the refs in the Ram 49er game who called not a single penalty against the Rams.
Can't blame it on the Chiefs this
time. They also
Chiefs were off this week.
They were off, so those refs decided to support Sean McVay, right, Scrape?
I don't know who would, but they did.
They did.
They also took away a first down when it should have been a first down, changed everything. Yes, I don't think any team was beating the Rams yesterday. They were looking amazing.
Yeah, that's it.
Matthew Stafford should not retire. He still has a great arm.
Sounds like a comment the losing teams make.
Look at this guy.
That's right.
Look at this guy.
Win, win, win.
This guy sits here all week. I can't wait for the beatdown the Bills are going to give the Dolphins.
Well, that's reverse psychology.
Okay. I talked about this all the time.
That's like
one of those people on Twitter who's like, I knew Craig Stammen wasn't going to be good. It's like, okay. Hey,
look, we discussed it in the overtime. We'll get more into it. But all three of us know, and everyone else should know, the real Josh Allen is tied up in a chair with ropes behind his back somewhere in South Florida. That was an imposter. I've never seen that movie,
Celtic Pride.
Yeah, I've never seen Josh Allen look like that before yesterday. But okay,
I mean, it was the mighty Dolphins defense. But
sure it was.
And guess what? They just bought your coach another couple of weeks.
That's the best news of all. Yeah,
was that Dan Aykroyd in Celtic?
No, it was the guy from Home Alone. Marv, and then it was who was the other guy? I can't remember.
They kidnapped. Was it Damon Wayans?
Yeah.
Who was the star player for Utah?
It was Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, it was.
Dan Aykroyd and the other guys kidnap him so the Celtics can win the championship.
Whoa!
So,
I didn't know that Judd Apatow wrote this movie.
That was a Judd Apatow joint.
Apatow,
huh?
Apatow.
Help me out, Judd Apatow.
Oh, 40-year-old virgin, knocked up.
Oh, Done a lot of things. A lot of stuff. All right, Tony was busy today, and we appreciate it. He was down at the Craig Stammen introductory press conference, and he had a chance to talk to the Padre new manager, and this is exclusive, people, to the Gwynn and Chris radio show on 97.3 The Fan.
Craig Stammen with us. Craig, how are you, man? Congratulations on being the Padres' new manager.
Yeah, an exciting day, an exciting challenge. Happy to represent the Friar Faithful here as the manager of the Padres.
Now, you've been representing the Friar Faithful for a little bit here. Now, you're out in the forefront. You mentioned family quite a bit. How important was it to get your wife, Audrey, on board with this? How long did it take you to get her in this direction?
You know, it took a while. It's probably taken years, but I don't know. You know, we were on the same page for a long time. For a long time we thought, and there's no way this is possible, you know, with our family and be able to move them across country and take them out of school and all that kind of stuff. But we finally talked to enough people. We got to thank the Melansons. They kind of gave us the blueprint of how they've moved their kids from Florida to Arizona to San Diego. And we're going to follow that plan. And once we decided that, it was like, you know, I talked about it a little. There was some peace that came over both of us to be able to say yes to this decision because we knew it's an opportunity of a lifetime. You know, hard to say no to, you know, being the manager of Padres with a team like we've got.
Obviously, when you decided to retire at in the 23, family's probably at the forefront of your mind. You've missed a lot of time with your kids and your wife. And now to fast forward to this point here, you're sitting in meetings at this point. Interviewing candidates, and then, you know, however long later, what was the timeline in between you interviewing guys or candidates and then all of a sudden having your name in the hat?
Yeah, man, just to think about what my mind was thinking about 3 weeks ago is completely different than what it is now. You know, obviously I'm part of the organization and wanted to find the best manager for the Padres, and so I was in on some Zoom calls, you know, to start that process. And then AJ, we and I were just having conversations about who we thought were great candidates and how we ranked them. And we got done talking about it, and he goes, well, I think I got you at the top of the list. And
he just dropped that on you.
Yeah, he just dropped that on me. And, you know, it's a little bit of a shock, you know, when someone, you know, like AJ believes in you that much. And it pushed Audrey and I to actually, like, think about this and, you know, is this something that we would like to pursue? If we got that much belief from the organization, you know, you know, we've got to make an informed decision. Yeah. And so then after that, you know, we spent a lot of time, like I said, praying and fasting and thinking about this and how trying to map out the schedule and work it out with our family. And once we came to the conclusion we're taking everybody with us, then we felt pretty good about it and we're able to say, you know, if you're willing to offer the job to us, we'll say yes.
13 years as a reliever. You spent six here as a Padre. How has that shaped your viewpoint and how the type of manager you'll be?
Yeah, I think one quality I have is a little bit of loyalty, and I was lucky in my career. I only really played for two organizations. Yeah. I played 1 year with the Guardians in the middle, but not in the big leagues. But most of my career started with Washington, and then it ended with San Diego, and I feel very connected to this organization. I feel like it is family. They've treated me like family. And so, you know, being a part of this and being in this role is something that's very exciting, and I'm up for the challenge.
Now, you know, you had to get it out the mud, so to speak, right? You weren't a high-round draft pick. You're a guy who had to kind of grind. That's the word we often use around this game. How is that, or what kind of lessons from those type of situations are you going to be able to take into your managerial role?
Yeah, you know, maybe it's like people doubting you a little bit or not saying you're quite good enough, and yeah. There's probably some people thinking that as me as the manager, but it's also, like, exciting to prove people, like, who I really am and what I stand for and, you know, maybe do it a little bit different than everybody expects. But, you know, those challenges as a player, they were so enjoyable.
Yeah.
You know, it was so, you've done it before. It's, like, fun to try to get the most out of your talent. And as soon as I took this job, like, you know, that feeling of what I was as a player, like, when's my next workout? You know, when's my next throwing session?
Right.
You know, that constant thought, that feeling, that little nervousness, that little excitement came back, like, right away. And it was like, I definitely missed that. Now, did I enjoy the 2 years in between? Yeah, I did. You know, I got a lot. My handicap went down and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, this challenge has gotten that excitement back, that feeling back of I'm in the hunt with the boys, and I'm ready to grind it out and make something special happen.
Now, Craig Stammen joins us here, Padres new manager. And Craig, listen, I've had the opportunity to play for two managers that were in their first year, Don Mattingly and the late Ryan Sandberg in Philadelphia. Both of them had their struggles. Even though these are the best of the best type of players, they had their struggles. Where do you see yourself in terms of your staff and leaning on your staff to kind of be able to help you in those first-year kind of struggles that many managers deal with at some point.
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to lean on my staff a lot. And I remember having, you know, small conversation with Bob Melvin about some of this stuff, and he was talking about what some of the things he wished he knew when he was a first-year manager. And this was way back when I wasn't even thinking about this.
Right,
we were just
kind
of talking. And he's like, you know, I wish that I wouldn't have tried to do everything myself.
Mm.
He said, I felt like I had to be involved in everything, and I had to be a part of every decision. And he goes, it's just not the case. He goes, there's a few things that I do need to be in charge of and as the manager, but, you know, I got good people around me. If I got good people around me, I just got to be able to trust them.
Right.
That'll be the hard part. But we're going to build that trust within the clubhouse, within the coaching staff, so I'm not doing it all myself. You know, we're going to share responsibility. We're going to share the successes. I'll take the blame, and then we'll see where the dust settles. But I'll, you know, obviously, hopefully gain a lot of experience where we get to the end of the season and we're in that playoff hunt.
Yeah.
You know, that we're rolling and we're humming and we got a good process going.
Now, you mentioned, you know, kind of building off what Mike has done here the last couple of years, adding to his legacy. You obviously have your own strengths, though. Where do you see your strengths being able to be applied to this ball club and how it may be of help?
Yeah, Mike had so much experience of organizing, you know, how to be a great baseball team. He'd been mentored by many great managers,
right.
And he'd taken a lot from those guys. And I just listened to what he had to say about that stuff, and I saw how he did it, observing and listening to how he kind of went about his business. So a lot of the things that he did, I'm going to probably keep doing the same thing. What I think I can add is maybe just I'm a little younger. I got a little bit more energy.
Yeah.
You know, I've got some relationships within the clubhouse that are maybe a little bit different. Does that give me the avenue to push them in a little bit different way or, like, sneak in there to get them to do a few things that they haven't been quite, you know, open to in the past? You know, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll find out. But, you know, I'm going to treat them, you know, with respect and hopefully get that respect back, and we're going to try to make this team as best they can be.
Craig Stammen joins us here, Padres' new manager. And, Craig, you're clearly coming this with your eyes wide open with the situation. I heard you say partnering on multiple occasions up on the stand there. What does that look like for the fans who are listening and may not know what partnering looks like? What exactly is that?
Yeah, partnering, it's like it's a give and a take. You know, we have relationships with our families, our moms, our dads, our wives, our kids. You know, it's not always my way or the highway.
Right.
You know, there's got to be, even in this decision to become the manager, there was a lot of give and take with me and Audrey, you know, deciding what was important to her and what we were going to miss by taking this, what was important to me, what I was going to miss in this, and then coming to a decision that works best for both of us. And I think those types of things can happen throughout the year with players, you know, trying to get them on the field to do certain things in practice or in the game. But, like, partnering them in the way that's like, it's not just my decision.
Right.
You know, we're in this together. We're trying to, we're accomplishing a goal together. It's not my, you know, championship that we're going to win. It's our championship. It's the Padres championship. It's AJ's. It's John's. It's Eric's. It's Manny's. It's Toddy's.
Right.
It's all of ours together. It's Ruben's. You know, we share that success together. I'll handle the blame, and then we'll do this together.
Last one, I'll let you get out of here. I know you got a busy day ahead of you. Mike Shildt did a terrific job of really shielding his players. He always was the man taking all the arrows coming at the ball club. But you also mentioned being able to push the guys. What does that look like? Because I think oftentimes fans hear, you know, managers take the arrows and they're under the impression that there isn't any, you know, pushing going on the backside of that. What does that look like sometimes?
Yeah, I mean, we got great players. So, like, the amount of pushing I need to do is limited.
Right.
But we can give them new ideas on how to navigate a season. And Mike was so good at, like, handling the players and taking the arrows, like you said, in the media and throughout the season and pumping those guys up and making them feel great. But there's ways that, like, they just maybe they haven't been exposed to, and that's what we're going to challenge our staff to do is come up with creative ways to keep Manny Machado, you know, healthy for a – you know, a full season. Xander Bogaerts healthy for a full season as they get a little older in age, and you know, can we have guys peaking at the right time and stuff like that? Just like open to new ideas and creative ideas, and the partner and the players will be partnering with that with the coaching staff to create something that we think will, you know, build us a championship team.
Well, Craig, congratulations, man. It's been fun this whole process watching it come together, man. You get an opportunity to do it. Couldn't happen to a better person. Good luck this year, and we'll be talking quite often during the season.
Yeah, I can't wait to make the Gwynn family proud. You guys are the Padres family, and we're all family now, and this is going to be awesome together.
I appreciate those kind words, brother.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Thank you.
What about making the Yellow family proud? I want to be proud. Feeling left out there. No, Craig Stammen with Tony, and look, have whatever reservations you want. Can't stop you from having them. But the bottom line, and I think Craig even said it there, Tony, this is a team job.
Yeah.
It's a group effort now. Somebody has to be the manager. It's him. But that he's the last, which is what I like. He's the last guy that has an ego that thinks it's just him now. It's going to be him coming in there and setting things up. He's going to be one of the guys putting his 2 cents in, probably 3 cents. But, man, the front office, the analytic department, the scouts, all of that stuff, Ruben Niebla, whoever he hires hitting coaches, it all comes together now. Baseball's different.
Yeah, it
just is.
And you bring up a great point, which is why I didn't feel the need to ask him about analytics versus gut, because I think ultimately he's not even getting consideration to be hired if he can't be both of those at different times, right?
I wouldn't think so. If you're going to say, I want full control, 1,000% of everything.
And we're going to do it this way.
Pretty sure those days
of
those.
You're not getting a look.
Those days are gone.
There are no, I can't think of any GMs, head of baseball operations, that aren't a part of the decision making. Listen, ultimately, as a head of baseball operations, right, you have a vision in terms of what it looks like in the minor league system, in terms of the guys you draft, how they're developed, and then what it looks like on the big league field in order to get wins. I don't think you can even get in a room if you are not at least of the same thought process as your general manager or your head of baseball operations. So, to your point, I think he has to be as well-rounded in order to get a look from A.J. Preller as well-rounded as you possibly could.
We've also heard that the Padres are, and I, this is how I read this. Maybe you feel different, Tony. The Padres are one of the not few teams, but they are one of the teams, which means that others don't do this, where the manager gets full control over putting out the lineup.
Give you ideas.
That tells me that other organizations don't even give the manager that this day and age.
I don't know what other franchises are doing, but AJ said that out of his own mouth.
Yes,
we're not
did.
One of those teams that are bringing in the lineups from
upstairs.
And here's their three lineups. Pick one. That's not how they operate. Is it me or you? It's you.
Yeah.
Better hurry up.
All right, we're coming back. We got another hour.
AJ Preller with Tony next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.